Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
I'm Lisa Mullins. The Baker administration is proposing ways to make the MBTA better sooner. This is after two derailments this month on the T. The new plan comes just days before fares go up. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports.
There are five steps. The first, scheduling more time for repairs on nights and weekends. Governor Baker says he's been reticent to do that because it would disrupt commutes. But that changed when he surveyed the damage of the Red Line derailment last week and had a realization.
This is an unbelievably complicated piece of really old technology.
Baker acknowledges the derailments are a headache to the hundreds of thousands who rely on the T.
But this incident also created an opportunity for the T to re-examine some of its processes around project delivery.
And to be more proactive, the second step is more preventive maintenance. Should there be damage that can't be prevented, the T will work with manufacturers to get new and replacement parts faster. That's step three. Step four is changing laws that could slow down repair time. The T's GM, Steve Poftak, says these steps will improve reliability across the transportation system.
We recognize that we can work faster, and the acceleration plan announced today will give us some of those tools, which will allow us to be more aggressive with our capital investments and work with the urgency that our customers demand.
But all this will take people, which brings us to step five, a request for $50 million in new T funding for labor, from drivers for shuttle buses during repair work to consultants to keep the T on time. The plan for accelerated repairs comes ahead of a fare hike that goes into effect July 1st. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.